Good morning, how are we? Are we blessed? Who's blessed today? What about the rest of you? Is everyone blessed? Aren't our young people fantastic? They just want to minister. Yeah, put your hands together for our young people. They're fantastic. When you put a youth service together, one thing you can guarantee, something will go wrong. Either someone turn up late, a rehearsal starts late. These things will happen. But the other thing, as a consequence, something unusual has happened. We're running well ahead of time. So as a result, I'm going to speak for an hour and a half instead. So is that okay? Pastor Chris? No, I won't speak for that long, but it's been a great morning so far. And the whole theme, as you know, is use by date. And that means a number of things to different people. And we've seen an expression of that theme throughout, through drama, through some activities, and even through some of the songs you may have picked up on. How many times a day do we see or read the words use by date? Every day. Every day you confront use by date. We begin a day with breakfast. And breakfast, breakfast are named after me. And it's got a use-by date on it. Then you pour your milk, and then you probably can just read that use-by date on there, up on the screen. That's got a use-by date. And we've had that for breakfast, and maybe some of us are still hungry. And then it's some bread, has a use-by date. Margarine. Always got a use-by date. And, of course, Gadgen's favourite, Vegemite. Okay, so every child, after it's had its milk, we'll get a teaspoon of Vegemite. Okay, so, and then it's a cup of coffee, a coffee container that's got a use-by date on it. And if you like sugar in your coffee, that's got a use-by date. And if you're going to have some eggs, got a use-by date as well. Then after breakfast, what do you do after breakfast? Clean your teeth, someone said. Okay. You go and clean your teeth or get them out of the glass, whatever you do. And there's toothpaste and mouthwash. That also has a use-by date. You read the bottle, you can see there's a use-by date on there. And then it's time to go to work, okay? So off you go by train. Your train ticket has a use-by date or valid-by date, so you get the point where all through your day you're confronting a use-by date. So it has a validation date. Make sure you validate your ticket. And then you arrive at work, and guess what? You've got to use a swipe card to get into the office. And that has expiry date as well, use-by date, okay? So it only lasts for a certain time. The length of your contract or the time you're there at the work. And then you turn on your computer and then it's time to install Windows 7 because Vista has a use-by date. It's being expired. And, there's a little cartoon there. This is a guy picking up a seashell and it says on there, error, to hear sounds of the ocean, you must first download and install Windows Media Player, QuickTime or Real Player multimedia software. So even seashells have a use-by date. And then lunchtime, we'll have some yogurt because we want to feel a bit healthier, and that's got a use-by date there. Please do not eat these ones because this is 18th of January 2009. I think that might be a little bit green in the inside. Again, important, it's about use-by date. Mobile phone, yep. Has a use-by date, depends on what sort of plan you're running, whether you're running on credit, it cuts out a certain time. And also the internet has expiry date. If you don't pay internet bills, guess what? You find out when your use-by date is. Someone's had that problem? Okay. The power of the internet. Now, as you know, Elder Lewis is in China at the moment. He's for 3 weeks. So what did I say? Oh, sorry, prophecy. That was a prophecy. You're going to China. Sorry, Noel. It's Elder Noel's in China on a work trip. So he's probably going to listen to the sermon. And if he doesn't, oh, well, that doesn't matter. But we're going to send him a cheerio. So through the power of the internet, because all our sermons go onto the internet. Hands up if you ever listened to a Grow sermon on the internet. Just five of us. Okay. So if you go to Grow, what was it? Grow.com? No. Growchurch.com.au, you can listen to the sermons on internet. And if you're listening on internet right this moment, you've already done that. So hopefully Noel's listening. So on the count of three, we're going to say, hello, Noel. We miss you. Hope you come back soon. Okay? On the count of three. One, two, three. Hello, Noel. We miss you. Hope you come back soon. Okay. Now, unfortunately, Kathy and the kids aren't here today because two of the kids are sick, come down with the flu all of a sudden last night. So, but hopefully, Kathy, you're listening too. So cheerio to you too. Power of the internet. Again, use by date. And then we have credit card. If you've got to pay some bills, that has an expiry date. Only use credit cards if you know how to handle them. If not, cut them up, throw them away. And then driver's license has an expiry date. And she's got a different name on there. So Jane Citizen, that's her real name. So car license has an expiry date. And then TV programs. How many TV programs come and go? They have a use-by date. That's it. You know, it comes the end of the... There's only one exception. One exception, that's Hey Hey It's Saturday, because that's had a use-by date, but it keeps coming back and back and back and back and probably come forever. So, okay, you get the drift now with the use-by date. If we haven't thrown it at you throughout the whole service, use-by date, you must be thinking about it. And again, every day we have a use-by date that we've got to confront. You just about conclude that everything here on the planet Earth has a use-by date. And some use-by dates we're very unsure about. And one of those is, when am I going to die? And we don't necessarily think too much about that. We don't sort of plan that's the date it's going to be. But there is that date. And I guess sometime or during early in the year, we... Pastor Chris preached a fantastic sermon. It was to do about the dash. When we look at a tombstone, it's got the date the person was born, the date that person died, but there's that dash. The importance of that dash is what your life amounts to, what you do with your life. So, a couple of our gentlemen in our church just found out recently something about use-by dates, and they went awfully close to it. They had close shave. And these two guys don't mind me mentioning this. Both Vincent and Josem are very grateful to be alive sitting here in church today. I'm not sure if Joe's here, but... however, last couple of weeks, Vincent Mason, he was driving on his motorbike, coming back down the highway from Mildura after attending a CRC conference. He was hit by a freak windstorm, which just... pushed him right off the highway, straight into off the road into a ditch, and he crashed his bike. Bike was written off, but Vincent lived to be with us here today. So we praise God for that. Yes, put your hands together for Vincent. Amazing things can happen on the road, and Vincent, your time wasn't up. And Joe Zammit, working on a building site last week, he's working... where they had a pump, a concrete pump, and he was guiding that, and he'd been working there for a while, and his boss came up to him and said, Joe, I want you to swap with another guy. I want you to go over and stack some metal rods and so forth. And so he said, okay, so he swapped. Another guy took his place. Within minutes, the concrete pump tipped over and the arm hit this guy, knocked him out and killed him. Within minutes, that could have been Joe Zammit. Now, Joe Zammit's use-by date wasn't then. And we just praise God that he was protected from that disaster. So perhaps when we consider our own use-by date. We don't know when it is. We don't know when we will die. And some of the names that came up on the in the game that we played earlier on, some young ages, there people died fairly young. And you sort of wonder, you know, you start to think, well, what am I doing here? What am I doing with my life? Matthew 24:35. Let's have a look at that. I've done something wrong there. Was this a scripture should come before? Yeah, that's it. Okay. Well, I'll let you control that. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. It's a given. Our planet will one day cease spinning and it'll cease to exist. God has told us that in His Word. Does this suddenly change our thinking about the future? Does it start changing how you think about your own future and your purpose in life? When one day everything will come to a halt, does all of a sudden the weeds in the garden seem less important? Does all of a sudden your bank balance seem less important? Is God saying something to you right now? Is God stirring something in your spirit? We don't know our use-by date, but what are we doing with that dash in our life? What are we actually doing? What is our purpose? You can lose your job. The economy can go belly up. Your savings, your superannuation schemes that can be rendered worthless. Ultimately, our health will fail us, as it will with our family and friends. And sooner or later, we will die. It's a given. But what we need to understand, everything that we value here on the planet Earth has a use-by date. But there's only one thing. God's word will never die. God will never die. And His word will never pass away, as it says in Matthew. Did you know after 2,000 years, the Bible is still the world's best-selling book? After 2,000 years. It's a bestseller. There was a French atheist, Voltaire, he predicted many years ago that, I think this in the 1800s, that the Bible would just fall into oblivion and no one would ever read it again. Now, he predicted that, and later on his own house was used for printing Bibles. The Bible is the Word of God and lives forever because it comes from God, who is our Creator and our Sustainer. It's not the muesli and the orange juice you have in the morning that keeps you alive. It is God. God sustains us. He sustains His whole planet. Our planet is on an axis, on a certain number of degrees. If it was 1 degree either way, we wouldn't survive. We wouldn't have the atmosphere. We wouldn't have the oxygen. And it spins a particular way. Because God is sustaining us. And even now, the scientists have no idea what keeps the Earth spinning. Because if you look at physics, and you, whatever you do, put a marble in a bucket and spin around, it'll spin around for a while. But after a while, what's going to happen? It's going to slow down and eventually stops. But planet Earth is spinning at the same speed. Why is it spinning at the same speed? Eventually, it should slow down, but it's not. Isn't that something marvelous about God? Just when we're talking about, this is a little extra for you, that all the planets, they all spin the same way. What we spin from west to east, or east to west, the west to east, isn't it? High school students doing science, which way do we spin, Marsh? You're smiling at me. Anyone know which way? West to east or east to west? East to west? Clockwise or anti-clockwise? Clockwise. All right, we'll go for clockwise. Every planet in the solar system spins clockwise. And scientists ask me, well, that's it. That's just, you know, part of the pattern. However, one planet, Uranus, spins the other way around. So, why is that? Because God is in control. He sustains us. He sustains the universe. And if he says it's going to spin the other way, it's going to spin the other way. It takes all the logic out of what's out there in space. Everyone's trying to put it all in one box. But our God, who is the creator of the universe, who created this earth, created you and me, knows every hair on your head, for those that still got them. He knows everything about us, how wonderful and marvelous our God is. He can do what he likes. If he wants to spin it that way, perhaps that might be God's sense of humour to the human race. When everyone's looking up there, that can't be. Well, it is. That's the way God made it happen. And as we look in Genesis 1, verse 1, it starts at the beginning. The very first book of the Bible, the very first word in the Bible, verse in the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This is the beginning. And we turn to John 1, verse 1 to 3. John 1, 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Everything here on this planet Earth was made by God. Okay, you might say Toshiba made my computer. Well, hang on a minute. They didn't make those parts. They took parts of what was provided by God. But everything we have is given to us by God. He created everything. He created us. So if you're struggling in God, well, that's the first thing you need to understand, who God is. And if you can accept that God is your creator and he made you as you are, then you're on the right way to coming to him. A lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people looking for answers for the Big Bang Theory, looking for answers in evolution, looking for answers in other sort of ways. But in the end, God created us. That's a definite, and that's it. That's where we move from. Now, unfortunately, the world teaches us through the media, even through education, that I'm the most important person in the universe. Not Gary Kerwell, I as in us individually, that I should pamper myself, I should entertain myself, or live my life for myself and build up my level of wealth, possessions and opportunities. After all, the most important person is me. That's what the world teaches us. If we turn to James 4, 13 to 15, James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15, and it says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money, why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. How powerful is that? Our life is a mist. A vapor, just a split second in time of the whole universe, of the whole eternity. We're just here for that little bit of time. And our life is just a vapor. So as the world teaches us, I'm the most important person in the world, God says, your time is like that on this planet. And when you go to a funeral, I've been to a funeral where they've had the coffin open, I've looked inside and I haven't seen wads of dollars and gold bars and all their wealth in there because you can't take it with you. So our time here is short and we're just like a mist or like a, I think some scripture says like a vapor. Man is time-ridden and has a use-by date stamped upon him. But he's got a longing or a yearning to reach the eternal. Even those that don't know God, people looking at ways to live longer. Now, how amazing when we did that use-by-date game, and maybe for the first time you're finding out how long Adam and Noah lived for. Poor Noah. He was 50 years short. Was it Noah or Adam? Noah. 50 years short of his 1,000th birthday. He missed out by 50 years. That's a shame, isn't it? But we've all got a use-by-date stamped on us. But people are yearning to live longer. And yet we now come to a point where genetically we've sort of diminished and we're not living as long as they did in the purity of the times beginning of creation. But looking for ways to extend their lives, looking for that great solution, keep ourselves healthy. But I guess we look at the Word of God. The God, Word of God inspires us. The Word of God keeps us alive. And it says there, God sustains us in every way. But perhaps it gets us starting to think, well, what is the purpose I have on this planet? What is the purpose of my life? I don't know what my use-by date is. I mean, some people have been given a use-by date, perhaps been told by the medical profession, you've got this long to live. But by the grace of God that may have been extended, God can do that. Matthew 28:20 talks about how much our God loves us. It says, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Our God is with us always. We ask Jesus into our life, he's with us always. Not for Sunday morning services, not for Tuesday night home group, not for Friday night kids club. He's with us always. That's 24 hours of the day, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Every day of your life, every minute of your life, every millisecond of your life, God is with you. But he's with us on one condition, that we ask Jesus into our life. We repent of our sin and ask Jesus into our life. The minute you ask Jesus into your life, you repent of your sin, that's the minute you become a Christian. And perhaps you're sitting here today and you've never asked Jesus into your life. Perhaps you thought, if I come to church, that's how I become a Christian. It is great to come to church. It's a good thing to come to church. It's a good discipline to come to church. It's even better when you love coming to church. I hope you didn't come to church because someone dragged you along. You didn't come because you feel it's a duty. You didn't come along because I need to leave an impression with someone else. The reason you come to church because you love God, you love Jesus, and you want to worship him, you want to come and celebrate Jesus as our risen Savior. If we ask Jesus in our life, we can then just claim Matthew 28:30, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. I'll give you a little bit of a secret. Even if you don't know Jesus, he's still with you. He's there waiting. He's there waiting. He doesn't let you go. And there are people who didn't know Jesus and they've had their lives saved and protected a number of ways because Jesus is knocking on hearts of people. He may be knocking on your heart today. Because it's Jesus' desire not just to take people who go to church to heaven with him, but everyone, the entire planet, everyone that ever lived on this planet. He wants every part of humanity to be with him and come to heaven with him when we die. Hebrews 13:8. The Jesus that we read in the Bible, is he the same as the Jesus we know today? Well, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Who can say amen to that? Isn't that marvellous? We're not worshipping a Jesus who died and we just have a memory of him and it's a history lesson about Jesus. We're talking about a living God, a living Jesus who's with us today. And he's the same as he was yesterday. Some simple mathematics I'm going to teach you. Do we consider the cost of following Jesus to be great? And that's part of the problem that people have in growing Jesus. Well, what is it going to cost me? Oh, I'm expected to put some money in the offering bag. Oh, I'm going to be... You know, that's just a minor consequence of Christian living. And we should be willing to give because Jesus gives us 100% of the income and says, you keep 90%, just give me 10%. Or more, as we want to offer more. Sometimes we have our thinking backwards about what it is to be a Christian. But we'll do some maths. And I'm just thinking about this through the week. Sometimes people think, well, what if I become a Christian, what am I going to lose? What's going to be the cost to me? What am I going to lose out of finding him? Now, the first mathematical equation I come up with, Jesus equals eternity. And we read in the scripture that he's with us always, the end of the world. He's here forever. He's here for eternity. Jesus equals eternity. Okay? That's your first mathematical equation. If you accept that mathematical equation, then you're going to accept the next bit. Jesus plus me equals eternity. You add you to Jesus, and that still equals eternity. Or, put another way, put me here, and then I ask Jesus into my life, leave Jesus there for a moment. Put me here on my own, and I don't know Jesus. Me doesn't equal eternity. But I add Jesus to my life, I'm part of eternity. It means I know when my use-by date is up and I die, where will I be going? To eternity, to heaven. But there's a third equation. Me minus Jesus equals death. Me without Jesus equals death. Doesn't equal eternity. Put the next one up. That's a better one to look at. Amen. My prayer today is that you can look at that equation up on the screen and say, Jesus plus me equals eternity. But if you're not sure you're part of that equation, you're not sure that you're part of Jesus or Jesus is part of your life, well, perhaps today is the day that you need to think, well, I don't know what my use-by date is. Steve Irwin went into the waters doing documentary, and he expected to finish that show and be going back to see his family. But something unusual happened, and he was stung by a stingray right through the heart and killed him. He didn't expect to die. We don't know how long we'll last. But the thing is, if you don't know Jesus, you don't want to be in a position where you reach a use-by date without knowing him. This is serious business because we're talking about life. We're talking about eternity. We're not talking about coming to church. We're talking about our eternal destiny. What is your eternal destiny? Do you know what it is? Do you really, really know Jesus as your personal Saviour? Or do you just come to church just to enjoy church? Just one more thing. Gift of faith. We operate in faith for believing for things that are unseen. Did you know that even your faith can have a use-by date on it? I'll show you scripture. James 2:26. As a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. You may operate in faith and believing, but without deeds to your faith, it dies. So you can put a use-by date on your faith. And we don't want to do that either. I just encourage us that we step out in faith. Let's not just believe without acting on that. God's calling you to do something. God's brought you to a place. God's put an expectation on your life and purpose. Well, take the next step. Walk with him. Do what he tells you to do. And for some people, maybe you're not hearing God because it's been a long time since you've heard him speak. And perhaps it's not because God stopped talking. I guarantee it isn't. It's because you didn't obey what he said to you perhaps back then. Perhaps today's the day that you will now go back and obey what God has told you to do back then. And once you do that, you can then just step into the fullness of what he's giving you. And perhaps you can start taking the next steps in your life. We're going to conclude there. And I guess just one thing. And as a band comes, and we'll play a song. Jesus had a use-by date. He lived on earth for 33 years. And then he was arrested, he was punished, he was tortured and nailed up on a cross. And he died. And as far as the world was concerned back then, that was the end of Jesus. He's dead. Put him in a tomb. Not only that, put a big heavy rock there that he couldn't get out, that no one could take the body away and claim that he is alive. Because they knew in the scripture talked about the Messiah, and Messiah foretold that he would rise from the dead, but they didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah. He was tortured and he died and put in this tomb. Not only that, just to make sure that no one could take the body, they put two armed guards, armed with spears, and they stood there. But the miraculous happened. After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead and he wiped out his use-by date. And today he wants to wipe out our use-by dates. A use-by date where we die and end up in death can be wiped out right this moment. Jesus can give you eternal life, living forever, so that you know that when our time is up on earth, that we know we have the assurance, we have the guarantee that we will go to heaven when we die. So this morning, if Jesus has been speaking to your heart and he's stirring up in your heart and you know you're not sure where you stand in your faith and belief in God, you come forward, stand on the golden line. I'd love to pray for you. You're not coming before man, you're coming before God. And perhaps it's time to do business with God. Also, perhaps your life has sort of been wavering. You're up and down in your Christian walk. And you're not sure where you're going. Perhaps you don't know your purpose. Perhaps today you can find that out and ask Jesus. And perhaps you're hurting. Perhaps you're really hurting. And you really need the love of Jesus. You just come forward. Amen.